America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Legg is with you. Happy Wednesday. Sun is officially coming out today.
Yeah, look at it. It's going to be clear outside today.
Right. The trade deadline is over. It ended yesterday at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
It's pretty active, right?
Mm-hmm. Not a bad day. Let me pull up the stat that I just saw about NFL free agency so you can kind of know how big it was. 19 trades, in-season trades in the NFL this year, up from 16 the previous year. Mm-hmm. And then in 2022 is the biggest year. You had 22 in-season trades. And so you had a couple of, deadline deals yesterday. Overall, 19 trades, 19 dudes moved around in the NFL, which is a lot in the NFL these days.
Yeah.
Because you don't normally see trades in the National Football League. And I think pushing it back a week and really getting to the middle part of the season may have helped teams kind of, blossom a little bit and make some of these moves and kind of let teams realize that they're in it or they're out of it. And more importantly, letting teams recognize that they're out of it so they can start trading players and recouping draft picks. And the Saints yesterday dealt Marshawn Lattimore to Washington, and now they've got like 9 picks in the upcoming draft. I saw Carolina has 9 picks in the upcoming draft. Like, those are what you need when you're a vagabond franchise like the Carolina Panthers or the New Orleans Saints. You don't have any direction. Get all these draft picks in here and start to build your roster back up.
Yeah, what I took away from the trade deadline is I think maybe the Chiefs get the biggest splash with DeAndre Hopkins just because of him and Mahomes' rapport. I know Davante Adams in New York is a big one as well.
Sure.
But we'll see how that works out with that.
That's also a 2-6 football team or whatever the Jets are,
I think they got more than 2 wins.
Do they? What are they, 3-6?
They're 3-6.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. I missed it by one.
I like that there were big names, and I like that, at least in my opinion, the AFC was the most active, right? Like, Pittsburgh got Mike Williams. Russell's got a guy, right? He's got his big body receiver that he just always liked to have.
Aaron Rodgers made that trade on McAfee Live yesterday and didn't care two bleeps about Mike Williams being traded. He literally took a drink of his sports drink when they were talking about the trade as it was breaking as Coach Rodgers, GM Rodgers, was on the air.
That's good. Bills got a receiver. Jets got a receiver. Pittsburgh got a receiver. Kansas City gets a receiver. That was pretty active. The Commanders, I thought, nailed it. They got Marshawn Lattimore. And now you can't really, make trades, but there can be free agents. And something that you posted in our rundown is that Xavier Howard is ready to sign with anybody as he is a free agent.
Did you see the video? He looked pretty good.
I'm watching it. Right?
Yeah, looked good yesterday. Like, to me, I'm not a big should he come to Kansas City as we've done in the past. And everybody that name you recognize, you go get him. But this is a guy that's on the streets right now. There's no harm, no foul. You don't have to give up any draft picks. There's no collateral. It's a league minimum type thing. And if you need a cornerback, which I think we can all agree that there's probably some depth issues that need to be fixed at the cornerback position, this guy's free and clear right now. He's not with a team. He's a former, Pro Bowler, guy that's played in some big time, spots. You only need him for a handful of games down the stretch. I'd take a flyer on Xavien Howard. Me too. You know, I mean, why not? Literally, there's nothing to lose. Like, I'm not a trade a draft pick for an aging guy because you're losing something. You're really losing nothing. You're losing, what, $400,000 in the league minimum or whatever it is.
And even if it's just another, you know, a veteran in the locker room to help that, which is a young defensive back
sure,
room
now,
and just say, hey, kind of here's what we do here. Here's a good tip in this coverage, whatever it is. You know, last season, kind of just looking at some PFF stuff, he was a quote-unquote bottom 60 corner in forms of coverage
he
grade.
He was hurt.
He was hurt and on a bad defense in Miami.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. This guy, like you said, Bob, has performed in the past, and so what for, you know, $1 million or whatever, vet minimum for six weeks? Let's do it.
And you mentioned something there that I think is very interesting. You said with Miami last year, right, which was a bad defense. I'm starting to get to the point now where I don't really care what you did with another team because people come here and excel. Because if we were going to base it based on what you did with another team for everybody, we wouldn't get DeAndre Hopkins on this team right now, right? We would say, he wasn't any good with Tennessee, so don't go out and get him. But something happens when people come to Kansas City. They discover their greatness. They find out what it's like to play for a winner, and they take their game to a next level. So if somebody wasn't playing well somewhere else, and Brett Veach feels that that's a good player and they're bringing him into Kansas City, I'll get excited about that because when people step on the field here in Kansas City, it seems like they flip a switch and they're all of a sudden reborn and they're ready to go. You
know? It's like going from an apartment to a house. Imagine how much more happier you are when you walk in the front door of your house instead of going home every night to your apartment where there's a kid above you that screams all the time. There's an annoying neighbor next door. It's like, your mat was crooked. I fixed it. Now you've gone from that to where you're just not yourself every day to now you've gone to a house where you're like, this is nice. Yeah. I'm a better person now.
You are, but also too, like put it in perspective of where you work, right? Mm-hmm. And you go to work every day, you're busting your tail, but your teammates stink and you guys aren't doing well at your job or whatever it is. You're not excited to go in. It's why I talk about it with Manning Roofing all the time. They're excited. They love going to work. It's a great place to be, right? Mm-hmm. People like going into their job and they do good work. It works that way in the NFL. It works that way in Major League Baseball. Just because you're making all this money and you're cashing in for a lot of these guys, you're still a human being. And if you're like a Jet or you're a Jaguar or a Bear or something like that, and it's now November and you see the Christmas lights are starting to come up and you're on a 2-7 football team, no matter how much money you're making, human nature takes over and you're like, I just want to get through this season, man. I was talking to somebody who played college baseball yesterday at a basketball game I was at. And he goes, as much as I love baseball, I was ready for the season to be over. When you're losing, it's just, you're just ready to move on. Right. Yeah. And all of a sudden now you're on a 2-7 team. You get traded to an 8-0 football team. You are reborn. You are revitalized. You're rejuvenated, however you want to say it. And now you're playing for a winner. The stakes matter. The games matter. You're actually playing for something as to just going in there and finishing out the string.
I know you want to talk about the polling on college football playoff last night.
Yeah, the first one came out. Yeah.
Real quick. Alex Gold just tweets, your son. Uh-huh. All precincts are finally reported. Official numbers for yes on Amendment 2 in the state of Missouri. Sports betting ends up with winning by 7,500 votes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I can't believe it's that close. Like, what was the reason for voting no?
He said you could see a recount happen as well.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, it passes with 50.1% and yes and 49.8% in no.
That's wild. I just don't understand why people would vote no on that. Like,
my buddy said it's because he doesn't think his wife wants him to gamble on Sunday. So she's like, the hell you are.
Oh, really? Yeah. I never thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah,
he's
like, yeah, I know my wife voted
it's time
no.
for a divorce. I mean, I'd be honest with you. If your wife is trying to control you that way, get the hell out of that relationship. Mac, I'm talking to you as well. If you,
my fiance gambles as well.
Not from that perspective. I'm talking like life in general.
If your
wife is working behind the scenes,
yikes,
like that kind of stuff, you got to get out. You got to run, man. Run fast out of that relationship. That is not healthy. But again, I just don't understand like why you wouldn't vote yes on that. If you don't want to gamble, don't gamble.
Yeah.
But if people want to gamble and it's generating money for the schools and, you know, it's a new form of tax money coming into your state and the money's now not leaving your state in more ways than just the gambling. People are going and getting gas or whatever the case may be or buying food or going to bars on the other side of the state line. You know, it makes sense. Now in Missouri, there's no reason for anybody to leave. The only people that have to leave now are Kansans. They can go to Nebraska. Congratulations to Nebraska for legalizing weed yesterday.
The corn tokers.
I the corn tokers. I like
they're
that.
They're gonna now have like a bud of marijuana on their helmet instead of a cob of corn.
I knew that's funny. Like Kansas is now surrounded by legal weed on all sides, and yet sits there as an island, going, "We don't need this." You're like that. Remember that commercial that was running yesterday?
Big Red's eyes look weird.
Yeah. 38 states support legalized gambling. Right, like that's how it's gonna be with legalized marijuana. Like Kansas is sitting on this island surrounded by this. Like I don't know. Like you want to talk about money leaving the state as Missouri did with gambling, I guarantee you money's going to be flowing to Nebraska now. Got people do what they want. Who cares? If you don't like gambling, don't gamble.
I feel like it's a good couple's cope tax test to be like, honey, Sunday morning, let's eat breakfast and put together a parlay.
Hey, right, yeah. What do you
what
like?
Do you like in this game today, babe?
It is.
I just think Travis is going to have a lot of catches. Okay, boom, there's one.
It's
boom.
A good what way to get her interested. It really is.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Yeah. Hannah, it's my wife and I, we talk about it all the time. Yeah, put some money on this one or try this. Absolutely. Or, you know, it's fun.
Let her hit a five-leg parlay that cashes out $357 and see how she likes
it. You think I'm going to cash in my parlay? Or not my parlay, but my straight-up bet with Andy Reid?
They're not letting you.
How about that? I'm surprised about that.
We'll get into that a little later because you did put $5 on Andy Reid to win Coach of the Year at plus 5,000. Later on, we'll tell you what it is now. You'll be shocked.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.